This morning, I asked you to close your eyes to go in meditation. But this evening, I ask you to just leave your eyes open, because you can still create that feeling with your eyes open. That is the beauty of having a connection that is so strong within you that it doesn't matter what is going on around you. You radiate peace. And Kryon already said that tonight's channel is going to be about the spark. And when we have our eyes open, every now and then you will connect with another soul and you'll be able to see the spark in them that is mirroring the spark in you. There is a reflection of the I am that is in you being received and reflected by the I am that is in the other person. And it's effortless communication. You have the ability to send love to another person just from looking and connecting with their eyes. Effortless communication. And so I leave you with the love that is coming through me to you, and the love that I am receiving from you to me. And we're going to send that out to everyone else that is connecting in with our field when they listen to this in the future, which is actually in there now. Blessings to you all.
Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? Woohoo, what a celebration we have now, yes? Yes, to know that your love and your light and your radiance is expanding out everywhere, and you walk out the front door of whatever building you're walking out the front door in, that the universe looks at you and says, ah, what a good energy there. And everyone notices it, and you see that spark of benevolence in there and that energy that comes through, and whew, ah. And then you think, what is next? What is happening now? I love this energy. How do I stay in that, as the joy says, the slipstream? How do I stay in that frequency? How do I stay in that vibration? First of all, you get the opportunity to breathe into that energy. Breathe into that which you are choosing. So you have felt many things this weekend, huh? And for those that are listening virtually in the future, get to a live event somewhere, because you have that energy as well. When you attend this frequency in this room, because right now, what's possible, huh? Everything is possible. And in that energy of connection, when you leave, you have that a certain frequency that is a part of you. And it is possible to maintain that frequency. Because as soon as you start thinking, I don't feel that frequency right now, that becomes your purchase order, right? That becomes your intention. And if everything is energy and intention is everything, the intention is the creation. You can have the intention to meet your new best friend here. Huh? You can have the intention to hold the vibrational frequency of love, divinity, information, energy, connection, and maintain it always. Now, yes, there's always contrast. The contrast in our life helps us to appreciate the times that there's not contrast, yes? You know what we mean by contrast, yes? Things that might feel a little mucky when you're standing in them. And that's the contrast. It's like, I feel like I'm standing in a big pile of contrast. So when that happens, you just think, well, isn't this something? I've got this big pile of contrast all around me. There's got to be a light somewhere in all this contrast. What do I get to create so the contrast turns into the next step for my soul? The next step for the evolution. You've learned about evolution here. What happens when I take that big giant step, and sometimes it is a really big step, you may even need a ladder depending on how deep your contrast is. And you step out of it and you breathe forth a new vibrational frequency of you. That's possible, you know. And when you are in that vibrational frequency, everything just begins to show up. And you say, I didn't even know I was thinking about that, and it's even better than what I imagined. That's the slipstream. That's the field of positivity. That's the field that is created from your heart, your brain, and your intuition. That is your innate. That field that is created is a huge manifesting machine. So what are you choosing? Are you choosing something that you'd really think that someone else is really choosing it for you? Are you trying to please someone else because you think that is what they want? Understand that when you indeed are loving yourself, when you indeed are loving that vibration that is walking around in a human form that may look like a Pleiadian from the inside, or may look like an Arcturian or a Sirian or a Vegan or whatever from the inside, when you are walking around, that energy precedes you. Of I love me. What is Meghan Trainor's song? I love me. We just discovered it. I love me. Google it. We love Google. Well, we love to Google some things, not all things. In that energy of understanding that there are specific things that you can do to enhance your innate, which is what we've been talking about all weekend, that innate will follow you, with you, be you, have you, surround you, evoke you, and evolve through you. Breathe into that. Everything is possible. We were talking with someone, our vessel Marilyn was talking with someone on the intermission. And she says, I need more time. I've got to look around here. I haven't had time to look around here. So what happened? Intermission was longer. Huh? That is how it works. It is not figuring out how. It is just simply holding in your energy and having that emotional connection to what it is that you're choosing. And as soon as you hear yourself thinking, I don't know how that is going to happen, change your bracelet. Yes? Because that is telling you your brain is getting in the way of your heart. And know that the universe, God, Source, you have your back. In that focus, you still get to take action. Yes? You still get to move forward. When something presents, you get to say, this feels really scary on the inside. It must be good. Yes. Uh-huh. If it feels a little scary, that means you're moving forward. Huh? So understand that your comfort is about the past. What you are creating now has never been past before. So you are moving in that new direction of being led through your intuitive energy, through your heart, through the spark, as Kryon will say, of the energy, the frequency of the new world. That energy is what we are creating. Someone asked us about the selenite swords of light and why they are shaped like a knife or a weapon. They are the weapon of the future. You can hurt no one with them. It is not possible. And that is the future. To go through your world and have no inflicted pain. Have only ease and grace and a respect for the contrast. Huh? Because the contrast is there. Yes? You will always run into things that maybe won't resonate with you on first watch. But the key is what you do with that. Do you hold on to the anger surrounding it? Or do you heal it and let it go? Take a deep breath. You heal it and let it go. Yes? In that focus of healing it and letting it go, you are becoming the new human. You are the new human in the new vibration, the new frequency, the new dimension. You know, there's all kinds of questions about which dimension we're in right now. You could be in the fifth dimension, the third dimension, the fourth dimension, the 17th dimension, huh? Everyone's got the right answer, don't they? The key is, you're here right now, in Chicagoland. You are here being the very best you can possibly be, whatever that means to you. And when that is your intention, and you say yes to you, you become that power-filled, gentle, loving, benevolent being of light that you were destined to be when you came here at this point in time. So congratulate yourself. Pat yourself on the back, huh? Pat the person next to you on the back, huh? Tell them they did a good job. You showed up. Know in your heart of hearts that expansion of energy is what is creating this world. And it is possible to have something that looks like a weapon that is actually a crystal and healing tool. And it is possible to have all of the people of this planet loving each other, even though they may disagree. They will honor each other for the disagreement. I mean, that's why they make chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Yes? If everyone loved exactly the same thing, it might get a little tiresome. But to honor each other for our differences, that is the future. To honor each other for our own uniqueness. There is no other you on the planet. Yay. Thank goodness for that, right? Imagine if everyone on the planet felt like you felt right now. Anchor that in. Tap someplace on your body and just anchor that feeling in. With your intention, I anchor this feeling of love and light and excitement and creativity and benevolence and this focus. I anchor it into my physical body, my mental body, my emotional body, and my spiritual body. And therefore, it is so. Yes? Ah, we love you deeply. We are in love with you. We see you. We see your essence. We see those parts that you don't ever let anyone else see. And we love those parts too. We see the heart in your body, the questions in your brain, and know that your divine flow is creating this universe, and for that we are excited. We honor you, and we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. A magnetic service. We've spoken about the field. More information will be coming about the field from so many sources as it becomes more real. But basically, it's a consciousness field, where potentials exist of things being thought about. You experienced it even this day, even in this room, when you see a coherence that is there, a confluence that is there of thought, where many were having the same ideas, the same questions, the same visions. That's the field. Synchronicity is part of what the field does for you and with you. But what I want to talk about right now is what has been in the field this day, more than ever. And it's a sweet question when you ask, who am I really? Questions about the spark that I've talking about. I've spoken about the spark many times, about the wall, that thing that keeps you from the spark. They're all metaphors, dear ones, for an awakening to self. And in this room, questions either published or not, spoken or not, have come about the soul, about how it works and what it is, where it goes. So let's speak of this. But as I do, I want you to relax. This is not a time where you take notes. It's a time where you relax. drop into that place where you're non-judgmental, where you're wide open for something that might come to you that is directly from the creative source of love. You're fully protected in this room, dear ones, from anything that would ever get past that love barrier of light that surrounds all of you right now. It's a time of realization, perhaps. It's a time of enhanced reality, perhaps. Let me speak of that. I want to take you back 30 years. The man in the chair was in his mid-40s, and he was frustrated. Something had happened in his life, a synchronicity that he could not explain with a slide rule. Something that happened could not be explained even with three-dimensional logic. He was frustrated because all of his life, he was linear. Proud that he was linear. He laughed at things that he does now. He made fun of the things that he is now. But everything had come to a head at that point in time, and the frustration led him to a place where two psychics, 3 years apart, had given him my name and said, "There is an entity named Kryon who is trying to get a hold of you." Those two psychics did not know one another. They were 40 years apart in age. Both of them have passed now. They gave him an identical message about a name he had never heard. And no amount of logic could ever explain it, for they didn't even know one another, as I said. And it bothered him. It bothered him because he was linear. And there should be answers that are always linear. And this is what he was taught. This was his reality. That everything should be explainable with logic and reason, but it couldn't be. And so he expanded his reality because he had to. He had to know the answer. Now that is a linear anomaly. Some would say he was anal. Had to know the answer. And that drove him to a chair. And he said to whoever might be listening, which just happened to be a giant entourage, because this was a moment in time that might change his life forever. It might change the lives of thousands forever. He didn't know. But at that moment, he changed his reality because what he said next made the difference. He said, "Whoever you are, Kryon, I'm going to sit in the chair. Show me you're real or not. I give you permission. Show me you're real or not." And I want to tell you, at that moment, the heavens stirred, because that man had just given permission for the spark. He had said it with pure intent. He was frustrated. He didn't know what was happening. He wasn't sleeping. He knew there was something bigger. And at some level in his mind, he was expecting failure. And you studied that today. To sit in the chair and have nothing happen. That's what he truly expected. But he gave permission for the spark to go to another reality. Reality is that which you trust, which you believe is everything that makes sense. That's your reality. You live by that and you're comforted by that. And when he sat in the chair, we descended on him. And we filled his heart with love. And he wept openly in the chair. No words were spoken, no languages, no thought groups. We just sat on him and made him cry. And he got up fast. He got up fast because there was a reaction he didn't expect, and he didn't know why, and he thought for a moment, well, this is for a psychiatrist. Because suddenly I'm weeping for no reason at all. But he couldn't leave it alone. He couldn't leave it alone because that feeling was new. He never had that before. Not like that. Not such an unconditional feeling of largeness and where everything was dropped and there was nothing but light. Oh, that's the spark. He couldn't leave it alone. And he sat in the chair again. And we sat on him harder until he realized he had just given permission for something bigger, and he found it. Didn't understand it. Didn't understand it at all. That bothered him. What is it? Why is it? How is it? And then he started to soften when we started to speak to him so softly, in intuition and innate and things that he was receiving by himself and sometimes in the shower. It started to say, you don't have to understand the love of God. You don't have to understand dimensionality and quantum things. You don't have to understand the mind of the Creator, if you could even say the Creator has a mind. You don't have to understand love to receive it. He got it. It broke a paradigm of his. He had to be in control. Control of his reality, his thoughts, his mind. He had to understand it in order to accept it. And he broke through. And that was the spark. And it still is the spark. I ask you right now, just as you sit there, do you believe in the creative source which you call God? And the answer is yes, you do. You wouldn't sit in a chair all day long unless you felt there was something bigger. Some have an objection to the name God because it means so many other things in this world that you've grown up with. Sometimes those other things don't serve your own magnificence, and so you don't want to even say the name. Say spirit if you wish. Make up a name and say that if you wish. But it represents all that is a source of love and compassion that goes beyond anything you could ever imagine. You cannot think that big. You can't. No human being can think past that barrier. Everything you are and everything that you understand or think you can understand is a fraction of the size of the creative source. And yet, you get a part of it, which is your soul. Every human who's listening to this and in the room is not just an animal on earth. For you have something very special, a piece of divinity inside you, given to you on purpose in that creation story, whatever it is to you. You walk around with something that is much, much different than any other animal would have. And that is a divine soul, a piece of that Creator. If you could see yourself in a multidimensional lens, you would see you're enormous. 8 meters wide is the size of your Merkaba, and beyond that is even the field that you deal with. Enormous you are. But you don't know that yet. Someday you will. It's your soul. It's a piece of the soul. It shows itself. The soul is so big, dear ones. You cannot then say how big. You cannot measure the soul. Let me tell you something we've said before. Where is your higher self? And you can say, well, it cannot be measured. There is no where. That means it's everywhere. It means that it, part of it is with the creative source. Think about it. Your higher self, your name goes here, your higher self, a piece of it is with the creative source, the connection. If that's the case, as you sit there, why don't you change your reality? What have you been told you cannot do? What have you been told is appropriate to God by someone else who's supposed to be an authority on God? We've said this before. What have your parents given you, or the organizations around you given you, in all honesty and integrity that they believe? What if it's bigger than that? What if it's bigger than that? It doesn't make them wrong, dear ones, for you to discover God is bigger than you were ever told. It doesn't make them wrong. It's not a violation of an integrity because you've gone beyond what they told you. You graduated, perhaps, to the spark, to a reality where you sit and go, oh my, oh my, I never had any idea that I'm that big. You're not told that you're magnificent from birth. That's not really that which has been given to you at birth by those systems or anyone else. They do their very best. But so much is hidden in an older energy about the truth. And those who give you what they believe is the best they can have given that to you in an older energy with a ceiling which is now starting to lift. I've given this so many times. You're in a dark room and you hear those experts telling you what is beyond in that darkness. They don't know, but they are sensing. They're sensing good things, or perhaps they're sensing evil things, but they give you the best they've got. The best they got. And then suddenly someone lights a match and you go, oh my. And you see into that darkness and you find out in that darkness there are other human beings just like you asking the same questions. And you see love. And you see benevolence because the light has been turned on. It didn't make the ones who gave you the information wrong. They did the best they could in the dark. But it's no longer dark. And you now, right as you sit, have a chance to change reality. What if reality now becomes things you don't understand, but that are enormous, and that seem to have your name on them? I want you to have a vision with me that you are the size of the earth, if you wish. Pieces and parts of your consciousness are everywhere in benevolence because you are a part of the Creator. There's no dark thing that will attach to you because you're made of light. And the only thing that will change that is a darkness that you create called fear. And fear is created from that which you've been told to fear. And it becomes a reality. And if that's you, you'll stay there, dear ones. And there'll never be an expansion. But there can be. And so this beautiful soul of yours that you all understand and realize is there. is something bigger than you think. Did you know that your name can be in many places at once? Are you surprised? Because as soon as you get out of the three dimensions of the reality that my partner was in, that he thought he was in, that was comfortable for him, that he wanted to stay in, as soon as you get out of that, that's when the spark happens, and then you realize there is so much more you didn't know, and you're comfortable with not knowing. And that is the biggest thing that the spark offers you, and the hardest thing for a human being to do is to step into the unknown, even though you're supported. There are those who still will stand in line and ask three-dimensional questions. Where is this? How does this work? How far does it go? How long will it take? And you're not comfortable unless you get answers so that you can go to the next place. That is a three-dimensional reality with constricts, of constraints, of rules that you put upon yourself and the divine around you. Never understanding that in order to go to the next step, you have to trust not knowing what it is. But what you get is that we're going to sit on you hard, and you're going to be loved, and you're going to feel the benevolence, and some of you will weep, and you'll know, I don't care, you'll say, how it works. I just know I'm in the right place at the right time, and I'm loved. And it starts to create a reality that makes synchronicity happen in your life, and things start falling into place. Disease starts to go away from you. And you start youthing, and you realize what is happening in your life, and you say, bring me more of what I don't understand. Bring me more of what I will never know as long as I'm a human. But it's okay, because it's working. That's the spark. How many of you old souls realize that's why you're here? That's why you're alive past 2012. To start examining going to the next reality and making it work for you. You know that reality is not that far-fetched because your technology brings it to you. You turn on your computer. Did you read the manual before you turned it on? No, I'm not talking about the user manual. I'm talking about the electronics. Do you know where all those little electrons are going? You know how all the logic circuits work? And the answer is, don't be silly. I have to use my computer. I've got to go and Google. How much do you know about Google before you use it? And the answer is nothing. You don't have to. You see, that's a reality you learn to trust, and you don't understand any of it. Are you starting to understand? This works for your spirituality as well. God is too big to understand. And we say again, even in closing, are you really afraid of love? My partner was. We had to sit on him a lot before he realized it was safe and it wasn't an anomaly and he wasn't going crazy. He was being loved. And he was being loved in a way he never was before. And that changed him. And you see it even today because every time he sits in that chair, as he does right this minute, we're sitting on him hard. And he's come to enjoy that and want that and love that. And even though there is still to this day apprehension about channeling in front of other human beings, he doesn't care. Because he doesn't have to understand it anymore. All he has to do is sit there and be loved. And sometimes he even weeps. That is the promise of this new energy. A way for you to see something bigger than you ever thought was there, more divine, more beautiful, more benevolent, more compassionate than you have any idea of, without any entrapments of rules that say you got to do this or that or climb this many stairs. All you have to do is understand. You don't have to understand it. Are you afraid to be loved? I'll leave you with that one. There is a breakthrough that may happen for those in this room and those listening to this channel that you didn't expect when you started listening. And that's because there is an entourage around you that comes with your soul. A family, call them angelic if you wish, a family that comes with your soul, that talks to you if you let it in the middle of the night. Before you go to sleep tonight, I want you to try something. I want you to relax and think about being loved. So much you might even weep. That's how good it feels. Every cell knows. Every cell knows that it's true. And I want you to simply raise your hand at that point in time. You might be prone at that time. You might be with a partner at that time. Don't let that deter you. I want you just to raise your hand and say, bring me the love and show me something bigger. I give you permission. Thank you, Spirit, for the spark. Thank you. And don't be surprised if you don't sleep much that night. Because you just gave intent for a reality shift. I am Kryon in love with humanity. I'm here for this reason and this reason only, to show you love that you didn't expect and were never really told about. Not like this. And so it is.